This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can join us right here on the radio and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in here as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Of course, we've always got stuff to talk about, but if you want to bring up something, you're certainly welcome to do so. On the way here tonight, we've got the details on the good news in Vermont. Unfortunately, we are in New Hampshire. There's a lot of good things about New Hampshire, but we are behind the ball when it comes to marijuana legalization. Vermont, now, I believe the Senate has passed the legalization bill.
Yes, they did.
And the governor has pledged to sign it. We'll tell you more about what that's going to look like here in moments. But, Daryl, you had an interesting-sounding story about police searches, some sort of case or cases.
Yeah, actually, a pair of cases. They were heard on Tuesday in the Supreme Court. So Supreme Court has heard the cases, and now we await the rulings, but these could have very broad impacts if they wind up being ruled on in what we would consider to be the good way, or they could also have broad impact if they're ruled on in the bad way. So, you know, these are huge cases.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just jump into the article here from Reuters, where they write, the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday wrestled with the scope of police authority to search vehicles without warrants, with Chief Justice John Roberts referencing the shiny red convertible from Ferris Bueller's Day Off to make a serious legal point. The justices heard arguments in two cases in which convicted defendants are seeking to have key evidence against them thrown out because it was obtained by police through vehicle searches conducted without a court-issued warrant.
Mm-hmm.
One case involves a stolen motorcycle covered by a tarp and parked on private property near a house in Charlottesville, Virginia. The other case involves a rental car that was stopped by police in Pennsylvania, where they found heroin. That car driven by a man whose name was not on the rental agreement, but he had permission from the person whose name was on the rental agreement.
All right.
At issue is whether police in these two cases violated the Fourth Amendment, which protects against unreasonable searches and seizures without a warrant. In the motorcycle
supposedly
case,
it doesn't do a very good job of it.
Right. Right. Just like, you know,
it's just words on paper.
It's not going to wind up protecting you from being unlawfully detained or having your stuff rifled through.
The only way it'll protect
anything
you is after the fact, in this case, if the Supreme Court rules in your favor, if you've been willing to escalate all the way through the court system, and if you were able to afford the attorney or found one that was willing
and
to do it for free.
And then been lucky enough for the U.S. Supreme Court
to
pick your case out of the thousands that wind up being petitioned to them every year.
Then it'll protect you. And we don't have a ruling in this case. You're just going to tell us about the cases that they heard.
And, you know, a lot of times people will say, can cops do fill in the blank? Well, they can do whatever they want to. The question is whether or not a judge will say, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, in the meantime, you get to sit in a jail cell in a lot of cases. So, I mean, the protection is pretty hollow. But in theory, the theory is if the Supreme Court kicks back enough cases in the faces of the various police departments that are doing these outrageous searches, that they'll stop doing them. Of course, we haven't really seen any evidence that that's true, because they just keep on doing them.
Yeah, in most cases, you'll be your lawyer will tell you to settle for a lesser sentence, so.
Right, because lawyers want easy paydays.
Sure. Absolutely.
The article here says, in the motorcycle case, Justice Roberts and others seemed concerned about issuing a broad ruling in favor of law enforcement that would let police not just inspect the immediate area outside of a property without a warrant, but also potentially inside a house if a vehicle was somehow located in there. Under the Fourth Amendment, police need a warrant to search a house unless there's an emergency situation. And again, that's not exactly the wording of the Fourth Amendment. That's been court interpretations of what the Fourth Amendment says.
Now, maybe I misheard what you said earlier. Didn't you say that this motorcycle, the stolen motorcycle, was underneath a tarp in the yard? Or was it in a garage?
Doesn't say that it was in a garage. It says it was on private property next to a house.
Okay, next to a house. That sounds like it's outside.
But still... Under a tarp. So it's not true. In plain sight of what is under the tarp.
Right, because there's some certain rules in law, and I'm not an attorney, that have to do with curtilage around the home. Like, the police, so long as they can get into that area, like if they're walking around through your yard.
Right, but they can't open up your trash can and rifle through. The trash can is knocked over and trash is laying on the street, right, they can look at
that. So the officer could just go, oopsie, and knock it over.
Is that a more recent ruling? Because I remember, like, in the 90s, I'm pretty sure there was a court ruling that said, yep, they're totally legal to search through your garbage can.
It depends on the state, as I understand it, because in New Hampshire, if your garbage is in a black garbage bag on the side of the road for pickup, it's still supposedly protected under the right to privacy.
But if the bag is, and this is one of those things to where the minutia is going to change from jurisdiction to jurisdiction.
Right. Yeah, New Hampshire might have additional protections.
By and large, the expectation is, if it's in a thing and there's a lid on it, then they can't rifle through. But if it's, knocked over, so that garbage bag, if the neighbor's dog rips the bag apart and stuff is thrown about, then that's in plain sight. It can then be looked at.
Yeah, I would check local attorneys, local laws in regards to this. I remember, in general,
the minutia will vary.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to call this minutia. I would say this is a major point. Like, if you are, I thought the case was down in Florida where I used to live, that as long as you put it out at the street, it's fair game for anybody to look through it.
Yeah, that's my recollection,
that
too.
It's refuse at that point. You have, by putting it out next to the street, indicated that you no longer want these things, and so therefore anyone who wants to can come right along and take those things.
That's probably what it is nationally, but then individual states might have protections at the state level.
But then you have weird sort of questions of what does it mean to be by the street? If it's on your private property, between the sidewalk and the street, is that still on your property or is that by the street?
You'll have to wait and see if the cops look for your crap and then arrest you for something.
If it starts, I'm making a different point here. So if it starts just a heavy downpour and somebody yells to their kid, come in from the yard, quit playing, and they jump off of their tricycle, and the tricycle is between sidewalk and the street, is that then trash that anybody can come take, or is that a child's toy on property? If it's on the house side of the sidewalk, then is that then, I can't take that.
I would say it depends on what the judge says.
But here's sort of a...
if the child
can't hear,
but before you go on there, if
there's something laying on somebody's yard between the sidewalk and the street, don't take it unless there's a sign that says free.
I agree with you there. At the same time, if that tricycle or whatever is left right next to a pile of garbage, like garbage cans that are obviously placed out there, for the garbage man the next day, I wouldn't say it's unreasonable for somebody to figure that that is part of the garbage.
Yeah.
And, again, it would just depend on, which judge arbitrarily decides in whichever case happens to occur and what the facts are.
Right.
I think that the closer a thing gets to a pile of garbage, the more likely somebody's going to legitimately believe that it is a part of that garbage.
Right. So let's get back to the case here about a motorcycle that was under a tarp. on private property next to a house.
We're going
to
do that coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It reminds me of a time when we had a code enforcer snooping around our property here pretty regularly. The same guy that actually searched your room once upon a time.
I still never apologized for waking me up.
He was just doing his job. He's not going to apologize. I remember when he was snooping around, the idea was if your car wasn't registered, that you just put it under a tarp, and then they can't go and lift up the tarp, and because then they would be conducting a search
right.
In that case. The toll-free number here is, because if they catch your car unregistered in the yard, they could issue you a ticket or a threat or whatever.
Really?
855-450-FREE. That's true in most jurisdictions. 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
in toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're talking about what I consider to be a pretty important topic, and that is police searches. It's an area that a lot of people don't know their rights. You don't get taught your rights in government school when it comes to police searches, and how in a lot of cases you can say no to a police search. And we haven't gotten into much of the detail of the two cases that are in front of the Supreme Court this year regarding police searches and how far they can legally go. We're going to continue and get deeper into that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If the cops are going to be searching your property, it's actually a pretty good idea to have a home security system installed, because then you will have the evidence of the police who searched. And if you're using the Blink home security system, since that is an internet-based system, meaning that there's not a DVR that's in your home. Now, there's some ups and downs to this, right? Like, if there's a DVR in your home with one of the fancier systems, then you've got the footage right there on your property. But the downside of having the footage right there on your property is if the cops come in for a search, they unplug your DVR and take it with them. Or they could if they wanted to, in which case then the police have all the footage of them searching your home. Whereas if you are using the Blink home security system, it's going to be sending clips of those searches going on up to your account there on their server, and then it goes to your smartphone for your review. You can download them at will. BlinkProtect.com/FTL is where you can go to get your Blink home security system, and they are shockingly affordable. You can get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one. The setup is super easy because the cameras are wireless, and it's all done with your favorite Wi-Fi enabled device like a smartphone or a tablet. Head over to BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, as we go to your calls and thoughts. Vernon is on the line to start things out here tonight in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Vernon, are you with us? I hear somebody there. Vernon going once. Vernon going twice. We may have some kind of a button not pushed, perhaps, on the network side of things. We're going to check back with Vernon here in moments. And again, if you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So I think you were just getting into telling us about the motorcycle case.
Yes.
There's two cases. This is the first of two.
In the motorcycle case, Justice Roberts and others seemed concerned about issuing a broad ruling in favor of law enforcement that would let police not just inspect the immediate area outside of a property without a warrant, but potentially inside the house if a vehicle was located there. In the case of convicted defendant Ryan Collins, the motorcycle was a few feet from his house. In Ferris Bueller's Day Off, starring Matthew Broderick, three teenagers skip school and take a ride in a red Ferrari that was parked inside a showroom-type space apparently attached to a house. After mentioning the film's car, Roberts asked Trevor Cox, the state of Virginia's lawyer who was defending the search, whether he was arguing that police can just go into a house without a warrant if a car, which is mobile, got in there somehow. Roberts also mentioned comedian Jay Leno, known for storing a large collection of cars in his large garage connected to his house. Other justices voiced similar concerns, including Neil Gorsuch, who seemed troubled about police officers being able to search garages and other outbuildings without a warrant. Gorsuch told Cox, "Not many people live in their garage. Some people do, and in barns, but usually those are reserved for cars and animals. And you're suggesting that in those places the police can just go search without a warrant?" Cox said existing legal precedent allowing police to search vehicles without a warrant when they had probable cause should extend to vehicles kept on private property, potentially even those inside a garage.
Wow.
Although he said that the court could exclude, quote-unquote, dwellings. But again, how do you define dwelling?
I mean, there was a guy who wanted to live in our garage here that we know. I won't say who it is.
But right. So,
and,
again, how do you define dwelling?
Yeah.
Police were looking for the driver.
The place where you dwell.
Right, but what exactly does that mean?
I don't know.
Do you have to have a kitchen and a bathroom? What about people that live in tiny houses that have outdoor showers? Now, you're not necessarily going to have a vehicle inside of a tiny house, but you could, in theory, have an electric bike, which is a self-propelled vehicle.
Now, I've never been to the Supreme Court in D.C., but I've been to the New Hampshire Supreme Court and watched a few of their hearings, as have you, Daryl.
Yes.
And they are always good about asking tough questions, it
yes.
seems. And I presume that the national level ones are probably pretty good at that as well. And you don't always get a good feel for, like, how they feel on the issue, because they try to throw tough questions at both sides, in my experience.
True.
Every now and then it seems like you can get
at the national level. And I'm sure if we paid attention very closely to state-level court rulings, we could figure out who the quote-unquote conservative judges are and who the quote-unquote liberal judges are. Mm. At the national level, that's pretty well known of,
that's true.
Here's the conservatives, here's the liberals, and this is the swing vote.
Right.
So, you know, the reporters here, they have a pretty good understanding of, is this guy just asking a tough question, or is he sort of throwing his opinions into the question a little bit? Because we can figure that out when we go to the state house, where oftentimes we testify on legislation and then state reps will ask questions. You can tell who's peppering in their thoughts into the question and who's just asking a tough question
sure.
for the sake of asking a tough
usually
question.
Usually they say, would you believe that I believe? And then they say
right.
whatever they want to say. Without, it's not an actual question.
Right. But. So in this case, police were looking for the driver of a motorcycle who had on two occasions evaded police pursuits. It turned out to be Collins, who was later convicted of receiving stolen property.
Mm.
The second case involved a defendant named Terrence Byrd, who was stopped by police in 2014 while driving a car his girlfriend had rented. Police said that they could legally search the car without his consent or a warrant because he was not listed on the rental agreement.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, was the car reported stolen?
It was not.
Okay. It would seem to me that if the car was reported stolen, they would have probable cause that a crime had been committed, in which case then they could search, they could arrest him or detain him and,
It's like a possession is 9/10 of the law, yet not in this case, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, if I go rent a car from Alamo and then you're driving the car, wait a second, why are you driving? Your name's not on the agreement.
Now, that may not be something that Alamo allows. I don't know what the rules are as far as somebody else taking the wheel of a car. I presume it's against the rules of whatever the private agreement says. But the police aren't there to enforce the private agreement, or at least they shouldn't be there to enforce a violation of that private agreement. If Alamo thinks that you violated their agreement, then there are other ways for them to handle that. And, of course, in this case, Alamo did not call the police. They just happened to pull this dude over, right?
Right.
So we'll talk more about
that
case.
Yeah, it doesn't say why he was pulled over.
All right, we'll get into it coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Police searches. If you've had an experience with the police searching you that you want to explain to us, you're welcome to join us here. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Invited to join us right here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Into cryptocurrency and freedom, you're going to love Anarchapulco. It's coming up in just over a month from now. It's happening February 15th through the 18th in Acapulco, Mexico, at the beautiful Princess Resort. And I ask, you know, do you like cryptocurrency? Because the final day of Anarchapulco is called Cryptopulco, and all of the speeches that will be presented, all of the discussions will be about cryptocurrency-related topics. And then, of course, there's plenty of freedom-oriented topics on the other days from great speakers, including Ron Paul. That's right, Ron Paul will be heading up the speakers list. He is the keynote address, but also... we got other great speakers like G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Carrie Wedler, Vit Yedlaka, and Sterling Lujan. You can go and get more details over at anarchapulco.com and use code FTL to get yourself 10% off of your regular tickets. There are other tickets available for related events that will be happening at around the same time frame, like the Health and Wellness Retreats, Change Media University with Luke Radowski, and more. Go and get all the details over at anarchapulco.com, and don't forget code FTL. And it's not just speeches and stage discussions. It's also live music and parties and networking. It's really a great libertarian fun event in Acapulco, Mexico. Again, February 15th through the 18th. Use code FTL for 10% off over at anarchapulco.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. We're going to give Vernon one more try. Our board op says that there was some technical difficulties there.
Hello?
Vernon, you're with us now. Go ahead.
Hey.
Ian, how'd the trial go? I didn't hear if I need to listen to a podcast, tell me where to listen, but I was just curious how the plate trial went at you.
Well, so the video is not yet officially uploaded, although actually, Chris, you've uploaded it somewhere. I don't know if it's public yet, but
it's public, I think, technically, but it's probably not easy to find.
That's your kind of edition of it that you just threw the raw footage up online.
Yeah, it's just the raw footage. It might be hard to hear with the audio.
Right, so that's not there yet. The one that I put up will boost the audio, make sure that, you know, it's as good as it can possibly be, considering it's just a courtroom and we didn't have an official feed from the court, so it's just a mic in a room. But I got found guilty. I got the notice from the court today in the mail, so sentencing to come at the end of February. And meanwhile, I could file a motion to, like, put it on file or something like that.
They mail you the verdict? They don't just tell you in person?
Well, sometimes they don't. Sometimes the judge will do what they call take it under advisement.
Yeah, well, what was the result of that?
I was found guilty.
Did you get an answer as to...
Yeah, I could pull up the actual statement from the judge, but basically he said that, so for listeners that don't know, I was pulled over for misuse of plates. This was not quite a year ago, but I think it was like April of last year. Daryl, you were there with me when this happened. We'd been driving in the RAV here that I'd purchased that wintertime. Or the church, I guess, owns it. But anyway, we'd been driving around in this thing, and I put the Shire plate on the back of it just to see how many miles we could go before we got pulled over for it. Because it always happens. I've had it. I've had the Shire plate, which is like an actual embossed-looking, very nice-looking plate, which you can get these things online. Anyway, I've had this thing for like more than a decade, so I've done this on a couple of occasions where I'll just put the Shire plate on and start and hit the mileage, you know, counter thing just to see how many miles I can get. Once I made it 30 miles, so I was really pleased when I made it 2,950 miles this time without it happening. And so they pulled us over. There were a bunch of cops. We do have some video of this footage or video of this incident, and I will be putting that out there once I can put all the video together. So we'll put the trial together and the video of the incident, and put it all out there once we get the sentence, once the whole thing is wrapped up. And so got a misuse of plates ticket, but on the ticket it actually cites the wrong RSA.
Yeah, so yeah. What did the judge
That's
wind
the interesting
up...
interesting part.
Do you have the ruling somewhere handy?
I do.
Because I would love to see what the judge has to say about the fact that they wound up citing the completely wrong statute.
Yes, you will love to hear what this judge has to say. Because
we put down that you violated this other thing, even though that's not actually what you violated. Right. So, therefore, we're finding you guilty anyway.
In court, the judge acted disappointed in the police when he found out, because I objected. When the cop was up on the stand, I said, "Officer, is everything in this complaint true and correct?" And he said, "Yes." And so I said, "Well, I'm motioning to dismiss this case because it's not true and correct. You've got the wrong statute number in here for misuse of plates. They had some sort of statute for automotive recycling dealers. It had nothing whatsoever.
Right.
It wasn't even close, you know." And so the judge looked like he was a little frustrated at that moment, but ultimately then he said he was going to take it under advisement, which when a judge says that usually means there's a chance you're going to get a not guilty.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Simply because the judge, if they want to find you guilty, they'll find you guilty right then most of the time.
Right.
But if there's a chance they won't find you guilty, they don't want to find you not guilty in front of the audience. So there's people in there that aren't, you know, our people who are there for their trial.
Because then people see some of the secrets that wind up winning court cases.
Well, I don't know what those secrets are, but they would certainly see somebody having success in court. Which
the secret is you wind up realizing, oh, the cop wrote down the completely wrong statute. You ask this series of questions, and then you motion to dismiss.
I probably should have motioned to strike the witness in that case, and I didn't. And Melanie was there with me, too, so she could have told me that, and she didn't. She was my standby counsel. But anyway, here's what the judge said about this. So this is the order in the case. The defendant made, and it's always hard to read Judge Chicken Scratch. The defendant made an oral motion to dismiss at trial based upon the fact that the complaint had incorrectly cited the statute for misuse of plates, which is the charge the complaint was brought upon. The state objected. The court took the motion under advisement. The citation in on the complaint to the specific statute number is not a part of it. The body of the complaint is not a part of the body of the complaint and is for informational purposes only.
But hold on. Wow. I've always been told that the ticket is the complaint.
That's right. And the complaint was misuse of plates is what the judge is arguing here. They just messed up the number. That was just for your informational purposes.
Wow. And even on, maybe I'm not remembering this correctly, but even on the court paperwork that they sent you listing the charges, didn't they also list the incorrect RSA?
I don't know anything about that. That's a good question. I've never heard of that. I'm not sure about that.
Okay, because I know that I had a case several years ago in Keene District Court where the court paperwork saying, you know, you have trial on X date, here are the charges against you. They had, like, disobeying an officer and something else that I totally had never been charged with, and I wound up striking to dismiss, and the judge said, well, I'm going to let the prosecutor change it, but one day, prosecutor, you're going to make a mistake in an important case.
Yeah. So, Vernon, did that answer your question?
It does. What about that other guy that was on your show? You had interviews concerning the sitting in Ohio with the marijuana.
Oh, Ademo. Yeah, I sent him a message last night. You're talking about Ademo Freeman.
Oh, yeah, he had court yesterday, right?
He did. You're talking about Ademo Freeman, the founder of CopBlock.org, who got busted last year with 20 pounds of marijuana. We thought it was 26, but apparently it was 20. He corrected that recently on the show. And they made him an offer, of course, for a plea deal. He turned that offer down and decided to go to trial. That trial was scheduled for yesterday, and I sent him a message last night asking if he was in a cage, and he said that the trial had been continued. They've got some motions or something that they that he wants to file, or I forget exactly what he said, but the trial was continued, ironically enough, until April 19th and 20th.
All right, great. And one last question. What is the damage that can be done because you were found guilty?
It's a $150 fine, so I could spend a day in jail, or I could probably, possibly get a
15 hours community service.
15 hours of community service in that case. I could also motion to put it on file, which would mean that no sentence would be imposed unless there was further violations. So there are options still at this point. Vernon, thanks for the call and the questions tonight. I appreciate it. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can bring up what you want. We're going to get back into the story about the Supreme Court cases that they're looking at the police being able to search. Not inside your home necessarily, but perhaps in the curtilage around the home with things that have been covered up.
Possibly inside the house if a vehicle were in there somehow.
That's the argument.
Yeah. Have the right to look inside a vehicle.
That is the argument being made by the prosecutor in this particular
Correct.
Case. We'll tell you more. Or there's two cases, and we'll tell you more about that coming up here. And you can, of course, share your thoughts with us. We've also got different ways for you to interact with Free Talk Live and the listeners of the program. This week, I've been blown away. I want to say just absolutely blown away by the amount of participation we've had in the new Discord chat that we launched this week. Now, I know you're going to be upset, Chris, and I'm just going to say straight out, I realize the downside of these things like Discord is they're centrally controlled. There's some sort of organization or company that's behind this, that if they go out of business, then that software's gone. It is not something that you can run on your own server. It's not something that we can spin up. We have a Discord server, but it's on their machine somewhere, wherever that is. It's not on our server. It's not like server
You're not
software.
Able to run your own
Correct.
Server.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's completely centralized. But that said, it's being used. There's a lot of people on there. It's much better than like a Facebook or a Slack or something like that. In that Discord, for those that aren't familiar, is very similar to IRC, like Internet Relay Chat, which goes back way, 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 way back to the days of when the Internet was text only, where there was no graphical user interface. That's how far back IRC chat goes. And LRN.FM, which is our Liberty Radio Network and Free Talk Live, we've had an IRC chat room, I don't know, for how many years, probably from the beginning or darn close to the beginning. Certainly as long as LRN's been around, we've had it. And this Discord, it kind of takes chat to the next level in that it adds a voice option to it. It was made for gamers. It was made for people who are, you know, in a like a multiplayer video game, and they, you know, they need to know where the other team members are so they can get more headshots or whatever, right? So it was made for gamers. And so it's got that instant kind of, there's no real delay or no noticeable delay in the transmissions of the audio.
Hold on, so Discord's not just a chat room?
Discord is a series of chat rooms. So our
but you're talking
Discord.
About audio.
It's audio and it's text. So
okay.
They have audio rooms and they have text rooms.
Okay.
In the Discord server. And so like right now on the LRN.fm Discord, there are, it doesn't appear that anybody's chatting in one of the audio rooms, which makes sense. If these are listeners of the show, it would be a little distracting to actually speak to people while you're trying to listen to the show feed. But they are talking, they are going into the text chat rooms,
okay.
Talking there during the show. And then after the show, you'll see some of the listeners will get into an audio chat, and they'll just like keep talking about stuff with one another. So what do you know? The listeners don't just want to listen. They want to talk to one another. And they didn't really want to use the IRC chat room because it was taken over by, like, Cantwell trolls a while back. And it wasn't really anything else besides a troll zone before. And I don't know how long this is going to be before it turns into a troll zone. But regardless, right now it's fun. People are enjoying each other's company. And the chats go on all night long. It's not just during the Free Talk Live episodes are during the Call to Freedom, which are the two shows that have their own specific rooms. So there's like a couple of show-specific rooms in there, and then there's more sort of like for all the podcasts that are heard on LRN, and then there's kind of there's like a gaming discussion room, and then there's a cryptocurrency discussion room, and basically we can add in whatever kind of rooms that we want to.
Okay.
To this, and so you can add in as many voice chat rooms or text chat rooms as you want. So if anybody's ever used Slack or Riot, these are text chat, you know, delivery systems. And although Riot does have a voice system, this is much easier
not
to use.
Not the same thing, though, is what you're describing. From the
it's
side.
Not exactly the same,
yeah.
No. And this is super easy to use. It's super easy to get into. If you want to check it out, you can go to discord.lrn.fm. That'll take you right to the Discord invite link. It's easy to get an account on the server, you know, email and password, and you're in. So check it out when you get the chance. Oh, yeah, I wanted to mention that just the tremendous number of people that have gotten involved this week. 25 people are in there right now. 45
oh, wow.
are offline. So we've had 70 people sign
wow.
up for this.
That is
in the last few days. This hasn't been on more than 3 nights in a row. So I guess the, you know, radio works, right? We say something on the air and, hey, something's, you should check this out. It's pretty cool. And it is pretty cool. So anyway, and it's free. Discord.lrn.fm, and it kind of ties in with our new Twitch video feed as well, because a lot of the people on Twitch also have their Discord. So the people that stream on Twitch, which is 99% video game streaming, they have their own Discord where people hang out there, and you know their fans there talk on their Discord. So we're kind of doing the same thing here, and it's working.
And I think Twitch is trying to get stuff other than video gaming because weren't they recently purchased by Amazon?
They were, which isn't necessarily a good thing, but yeah, they are. They did expand out, and I don't know when this happened, but probably more recently, to include other forms of streaming. Because when I signed up for Twitch, I was like, well, I know our listeners are asking us to be here, but I don't know if we really belong. It's a
right.
gaming site. And so then I looked around, and I found those other categories. There's actually a talk shows category, and there's an IRL in real life category where
okay.
people, like, you know, go outside and you know, go shopping or make some food in their kitchen. So,
yeah, I know there's a wrestling podcast that I listen to where they upload some content to Twitch. But
so
I've never actually watched any of the
yeah.
Twitch stuff.
I mean, what is Twitch and what's the benefit of it? I mean, I guess it's
basically,
it's a gamer streaming
well,
platform.
It's just streaming
there's
video?
Speculation,
yes.
There's speculation that Amazon is trying to compete with YouTube, and by buying Twitch, that's going
that's
to allow them
the
to do that.
How does it differ from, like, YouTube streaming? I forget what it's called.
It started because
it's
it was gaming.
Owned by a different company.
Okay.
Well, let me
and
start
it
from
has
the
different terms of service.
So,
okay.
But that's
so it's just a competitor to Facebook and YouTube.
No. Okay, so it was started by a different company, whatever Twitch was originally
right.
before it was owned by Amazon, for the purposes of doing gaming streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't play video games.
I don't.
So this Let me give you an explanation here. Back when I was growing up in the 90s, all the gamer kids thought it would be the coolest thing ever to get paid to play video games.
Yeah.
But you could not get it. There was no jobs that paid you to play video games except
Correct.
For video game reviewer, which there was only a few of those for like the magazines that were out. So you knew you weren't going to get that job. And then beta tester. So you could go and like work for software design firms. And yeah, you get to play video games, but they're broken. So, you have to write down all the bugs that you find. So that would have been the only way you could make money off of playing video games.
Right.
Yeah, my brother was into that. He wanted to get a job doing that.
And now, thanks to not only the internet for making video game streaming possible and more gameplay more possible, online multiplayer and all that, it has also, because gaming has become so huge, as far as gaming is bigger than, as far as billions of dollars is the market share, bigger than Hollywood films. And it's been that way for years now.
Right. There's even a cable network dedicated to gaming, like video. The G4 network. Yeah. It's all about gaming.
That's how big
this
is.
Yeah, that used to be tech, and then it moved to gaming. That was like, I think that was back in early 2000s.
And we're going to get one of the Twitch.
Do you remember the movie The Wizard? About the video game guy
from
the
1980s,
the power glove.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you never played games back then in the 80s?
Oh, no. Back in the 90s, early 90s and late 80s, yeah, definitely.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, so The Wizard is actually, like, real now, where they have game tournaments and stuff, and they have like professional
virtual
gamers.
Right?
No, they have like professional gamers who go and play video games. It's
really?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like
people
the
sit
world
there and watch
top
them.
Of gaming.
I've heard of them. I've heard of people being paid to play video games, like the very top gamers. But
And they compete against each other in tournaments.
And
it's crazy.
I know, like there's YouTubers that do the whole gaming thing.
That's what this is. So Twitch started for games only, right? So there were probably YouTubers doing gaming, and then Twitch figured
PewDiePie.
Yeah, Twitch. He was like the number one YouTube for a long time, right? Maybe he still is. I don't know. But anyway, so Twitch saw this, was like, oh, this is popular. Let's create a video game only gaming streaming site. And so then anybody who's got the equipment to do it can go and start streaming their video gaming, whether it's their PlayStation, Xbox, PC. And then they usually have like a picture of them, sort of picture in picture within the stream. So you see them playing the game as the large part of the screen. And then there's a picture in picture down there that shows their reactions, right?
Right. And I think YouTube was removing a bunch of videos for like copyright violations because you're showing a video game that you don't own the IP.
Now, that's an interesting discussion, and I actually want to have one of the Twitchers on to talk about that very thing at some point in the future. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey. Now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.